This is the Swamp Cast.
Yeah.
Swamp Cast. Swamp Cast Day 1. I don't know if tomorrow we'll be in the swamp still or not.
I think we will.
John, will we be in the swamp tomorrow still?
Isn't it 22 miles of swamp?
I don't know, but we did.
We're from Bonsview Road to Bowler's Landing is 22 miles. I remember that.
Okay. I believe you.
But then that we're actually, like, ahead of schedule a little bit.
We're doing all right, but tomorrow we're going to have a siesta.
Yeah.
We're going to start. I did. Yep. We're broadcasting. Okay.
Discussing the schedule.
Yep.
So what's the prompt?
We should mention that yesterday was a day off, our first day off.
And we did our broadcast yesterday from my parents' porch, but it focused on
late,
the day before.
But better late than never. And yesterday, well, it wasn't really a day off for me and Suzanne because we were fixing camera all day and night. But we had a lovely meal. We did mention that.
We did a report yesterday.
We did a report yesterday.
So today, we had the privilege of meeting John Wilson.
Yes.
Who is a current resident of Bond Swamp. A Macon multi-generational native who has done quite a lot of amazing advocacy work on preserving and caring for this environment that we are immersed in right now.
John just told us some incredible stories that we can't repeat.
Relay now or do justice to, but we left, we departed Macon today from the same place where we ended a day, 2 days ago. At the north exit of Amerson.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Some people say Amerson.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of locals in the more country variety say Amerson.
Oh, wow.
I feel like... Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe the listeners might want to listen to our bug.
I know, this bug is incredible. What is this bug?
Oh, this one. This was like the fancy bug that we were talking about with Margaret on day, whenever we had that, we didn't start till 3 o'clock and ended up
Rockdale.
Only going half the way. Lorraine Park.
Rockdale to Lorraine.
Yeah. This is the fancy bug.
What does that mean?
It just looks fancy. It's got a long tail. It's kind of like a little bit yellowy white. It looks a little bit ghostly. It has translucent wings that beat really fast, and it just looks like it could be a
fairy tale,
you know, debutante's dress, you know, right?
That's
there's something
awesome.
Like that.
Yeah.
And they really are affiliative, they like to hang around you.
I know, they were. Well, I was there was one that was on the, I don't know if it's the same one, on the light for a long time tonight. Oh, hi.
Oh,
anyway.
So, we traveled
12 miles?
No, like 15.
15,
wow.
Yeah.
We had a really nice paddle today.
It was a good paddle.
Tell us about it, Suzanne.
Well, some things that I appreciated was noticing how the terrain changed as we went. So we moved through Macon and we had this incredible mix of urban in the urban soundscape that had, you know, super present cicadas with the highway noise and helicopters and the river sounds creeping in.
And a lot of construction. They're building a lot of bridges.
We passed through, right? So we had all the echoes of the bridges. And we had... and we started to move into a section that had these wonderful willow trees. The shore started to be covered by these beautiful willow trees. And it was very sandy and very friendly and warm and sweet. All these white, furry, fluffy things were floating in the air.
Yeah. And so we figured out came from the willows. Yeah, we didn't know for a while.
It took us a while to figure that out.
But it was like the dandelion fluff.
Yeah.
But just like floating.
I thought it was dandelion fluff. I was like, I don't see any dandelions.
The world's biggest dandelion.
So, yeah, and I think we got a little lulled into some that little special space that was in that stretch of a few miles. And then there was something, we turned a bend and things changed.
Yeah.
Really quickly. It got very thick. The green got darker. The shoreline started to actually have like a 4 feet of mud on the side, and
it's like the red clay is basically what it is. Yeah,
and
you can really see erosion too.
You could see the erosion. The foliage got thicker. You had more of a sense of a plain over on the sides as well.
But it's not just erosion. It's like geologically, it's a very different environment than we'd been in before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Macon, I was saying to Suzanne, Macon's at a fall line. So, like, actually, geologically, the earth before Macon is different than what it is below it.
The behavior of the river with the land changed.
Yeah.
So you could feel it. There was something that happened, and I knew we were in a different space.
It's the earth.
Yeah.
it's the rocks.
So the river changed again. The character, the character that we were in changed again. So since then, since that change, we started to look for a place, right, to settle. And that has been an interesting.
Because we were feeling really good at mile 10, and we were like, let's just go a little further.
Yeah, mile 10 was like, let's just keep going a little longer, and we were still in friendly willow land with the sandbars, and then things changed, and that seems to continue to be the lesson of the river, is things change. The trip is the lesson.
Yeah.
The trip is the lesson.
I definitely was feeling like it's a lot harder work to move through water that doesn't have much current.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that it's not helping you push, but that there's nothing that actually, when you're moving through water that has a lot of rocks in it, what I've found is like you sit up and you fix your form, your like physical form, so that you can be ready to maneuver through whatever's happening. Whereas if it's sort of lazy and like slow, you're more inclined to slouch. You're more inclined to paddle slowly. And that's really a lot harder on my body, particularly on my hips and and my lower back. So even though it's like calm, it was harder physical work for me because it doesn't ask you to pay attention all the time physically, you know, to be really alert physically. So I was actually in a lot more discomfort by mile 10 and ready to stop by mile 7, you know, really, like in terms of what my body felt like. But then we kept going and going, and we took a little break and stretched, and that was good. So then I felt fine after that. But it was really interesting because we kept thinking we could turn around. I mean, well, I knew from what other people had said that there were, and then I looked on the satellites as well, that there were sandbars up until when Bon Swamp started, and then they'd be a lot more infrequent. And so going further, I was aware that there would be more gaps in what would be possible for us to find a place to stay. But we came upon a lot of really interesting, tiny little communities of camp huts.
Red River Bottom Community
Country Club. I don't know. But there were a few different, like, clusters of houses, like camp houses or trailers or places where it looks like people have a lot of, you know, fun time just hanging out and being close to nature and being close to, you know, a small set of people that they enjoy spending time or sharing space with. So, whereas you don't see any, like, a lot of, you don't see any residences around here. You do see, we did stumble upon these, like, tiny hidden river communities where there was nobody there today that we found. We sang to them.
We tried to lure them out. They would house us. They would offer us.
We tried our siren song. Yeah. And it didn't work.
But it was enchanting to see. And I don't know, Suzanne, you... Oh, Sarah saw an alligator.
Hey! Yeah.
And Suzanne saw a couple of hogs.
Oh, I saw two hogs.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I heard some hogs. Yeah. And we've had a really great time at our campsite tonight.
I can't believe you gave away my high.
I wasn't trying to... There was no...
That was like the really... That was the most important moment of my day, was seeing this alligator.
Find another way to say I'm sorry to you, Sarah.
It was right after... I felt like this was actually the moment of shift in the environment where I, like, looked over. I was paddling first, and I looked over and I saw this, like, sort of bumpy thing, and I thought at first, I was like, maybe that's a gator, and then I was like, no, it looks like a big cut up tire or something that's just, like, lying on the shore. And then it moved, and then I knew it was a gator, and it, like, slipped into the water, and I don't know. Yeah, there was something really powerful about that for me, because it gave this swamp the... I kind of, like, slowed down. I had actually been really focusing on my physical, like, stroke today, trying to figure out how, as Rachel was saying, to, like, negotiate, like, what does it mean to be going through this slower space. And I was, like, kind of working on speed a little bit, or trying to speed up a little bit, or control the tempo. And then this gator just slipping into the water made me kind of have a whole new reverence for this space. It was a big moment in terms of getting to know this place and being here and trying to be comfortable with the idea of gators all around, you know? I've been terrified of them up until now, and I'm trying to find that friendship with them now.
Gators aren't friendly. They're just animals. So... and we're all very tired.
Mm-hmm.
So, I for one am going to bed.
All right.
Any last words?
Hopefully we'll be here tomorrow.
I'm very grateful that you have had an opportunity to do some, to peel off a little bit and do some audio recordings. I feel like I'd love to hear them, but also I'm also just, like, really happy that you've had that space for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I hope I can get a little bit more tomorrow.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get adjusted just to the pace of everything, and I'm still adjusting, but I feel more confident now, and that gives me the headspace to do the, a bit more of the sound exploration that I wanted to do while I'm here.
There's so much to do all the time that it's hard to kind of make space for your own brain and space and soul to kind of sit and be.
Yeah.
And you making space for that actually felt relieving for me well. So I felt happy for you, and also I took a vicarious like breath from that.
Yes,
so
it's good. There's so much good sound here, and then there's so much to learn from it. The other thing I'm figuring out is process. Just I'm learning the space as I go.
Yeah.
And you know, so there's surprises all the time, and reframing, realizing that I had certain expectations.
Mm.
I had expectations, and this is, you know, I'm not saying my expectations aren't being met. I'm saying they're different.
Totally.
Like what's happening is different than what I expected. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Which is super interesting.
I think there's a huge power in recognizing that you had assumptions and expectations.
Yeah.
And
it's like, oh, wait a minute. This is very different than what I thought was would be happening.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night.